middle learning chazakas by a ger or anything. What's that definition of chazaka? An improvement on the land. So throwing seeds in the ground is not considered a chazaka. Unless you plant. Amar Shmuel, three lines on top. Shmuel says, "Hi, man, the poshar dikla." If somebody goes ahead and cuts down the branches, adaited the dikla. If your purpose is to prune the tree or to make the tree stronger, then kani, then you are kani because you did a chazaka. You improved the tree. Abadaited the chayusa. If you did it in order that the animals would have what to eat, you have no intention whatsoever to go ahead and improve the tree. Then, like kani, you're not kani. Heichi dummy, how can you tell? Shokel mehaigi some haigisi evenly to cut from the tree, then you know, a dietetically, he's doing it in order to improve the tree. That's 7 lines on top of the down and off. If all you did was cut down from one side of the tree, then obviously you have no interest in taking care of the tree. You're interested in feeding your animals. How much more? Another example. Hi, man, this person. Hi, man, this person is that he's cleaning out his field from all the twigs and everything else and the weed and so on and so forth. If a daita, the art is doing it to improve the land, koni. A daita, the tzivi, is doing it because he wants these little twigs for himself, then like koni. Hey, chidomi, how can you tell? Shokol ravreve vizutre, he collected all the twigs, doesn't matter how large or how small they are, then we're saying probably did it to improve the land. A daita, the art. Shokol ravreve vishofak zutre, he only took the bigger twigs. And he left behind the small twigs, and a daita, the tzivi, he wanted some firewood or something. Vamash Moshmo says another thing, he says here, somebody's trying to level out the ground. Tickle, he's trying to level out the ground so it should be smooth so that the plowshare shouldn't get stuck when it's, you know, walking through, going through land. Adaited the Adi did it to improve the land, Connie. Adaited the Beit Dodi. If you did it, for example, you want to build a granary, you want to thresh the two over there, and you need a little section that is smooth. Then we say, like, you're not doing it to improve the land, you're doing it for something outside of it. Hey, how can you tell? So very simply, shokal mul, you took away all the mounds and vishad benatz, and he filled it up to in all the holes in the ground. That means he leveled the whole ground out and adai to data. But if mul you be mul you benatz benatz, if he left the mounds as a mound and the holes as a holes, then we say, what do you call it? Is adai to the area. But, you know, if he just leveled out he made flat the mound, but he left it as a mound, or he made flat the hole and left it as a hole, and just widened it a bit. I mean, he's showing us he only wants a little section to do the threshing. Therefore, you're not kinder. But Omar Shmuel says, "Shmuel, hi man." I mean, after you're doing the field, you're doing the whole. We'll see how much of the land you have to do. That's the next machlek that Omar Shmuel. Maya, somebody who opens the water, ba'adam, if somebody opens the channels of water and to irrigate the land, if you did it in order to improve the land, then koni, adaita the kivri, wanted to trap the fish, because the water will go into the land, and then when the water recedes, you'll have the fish left over, then like koni, you're not koni. Tredi gemara again, what is it? How can you tell? Hey, Chidom, how can you tell? Pasach today, Bobby, you open up two channels. Chad ma'ayel, the chad ma'pi. One for the water to go in, one for the water to go out. Why do you want the water to go out if it's a field? You want all the water to be retained there. I died to the kibbutz. You want the water to escape so that the fish will be left behind. Chad boba, but if you only made one entrance because you want the water to come in and you don't want it to leave, escape. I died to the Adam. I eat it as a woman. The ochla dikla, there was a woman that she eating a palm tree but tafshicha by cutting down.
This one here, which one? The other was the last one.
The carbon, yeah.
The others, the positive one was first.
I don't know. I don't know. Good question. He eats an ochel dikla b'tavshicha. She was eating, cutting down one side of the tree. Tleisa shneim. We just said before that she did it for her animal, feed her animal. Not because she was interested in any way. What do you call it? And not because she was interested in any way in improving the tree. Did it for 13 years. Asahu came along another guy 13 years later, and the Rafik Tusei Purta dug a little bit underneath the tree to improve, I guess, the quality of the roots or something, and said, "It's mine. I just made a Kinyan Chazaka." Also, the Kamed Levi, she came screaming to Levi, "What's going on here?" But Amni Lo, and she said to her, "Kamed Marukva, Ukme biyodei. The guy who came 13 years later and made a couple of holes over there, it's his. Asa katzav chakamei, he came screaming. Amalo, he said to her, my avilach, what can I do for you? Dolo yachzikat kidem machzike inche. You didn't make a chazaka like you're supposed to make a chazaka. So how is it going to be yours? So you benefit from it. You have benefit from it, but you never made a kinyan. She did, probably didn't know. She probably thought it was hers.
But I'm saying if you
it was hefker, nichse ger. So therefore, you know, it was nobody. But this guy, how did this guy know that 13 years she never made a kinyan? She must have been bragging or something.
She did one side. Why would you one think? Year and the next side on the other year.
Yeah, but why would you think that she didn't make some other kinyan? 13 years, you know, she was there. So Amar Rav Zadav. If somebody makes a diagram, if you just make a nice painting of an animal, as Rashbam says, and then a chasam ager, that is a kinyan. That in itself is also a kinyan. We learned before that if you make any drawings or anything else, you have to do an amma and an amma by the doorway because it has to be something chashuv. But that's talking about an ordinary picture, says Rashbam. If you're talking about a picture of a chayor and oif, which is very chashuv, then anyway you made it, you are kinyan. Improve the quality of the land, having nice pictures. The Rav lekani leginza the Rav ela b'tzerasa. Rav was not kind of the garden only by drawing images. Now I'm not exactly sure how that works. Where did he draw the image?
In the garden.
Yeah, the Rav said there's a garden right next to the shul, and belonged to Gen died. So he was kind. How did he kind it? But he made a picture there for a chazaka. What exactly does it mean? Does he say that? How did he draw a picture of the garden? Nothing. I don't know. Like Aboriginals, where they draw on the land itself or something.
Caves.
There's no cave. Somebody has a garden next to the shul, and they wanted to expand the shul, or they wanted to have a nice garden. Don't know exactly what happened here, but anyway. Okay, the next morning goes into sugya. Itma we learned. Sada hamesuyemes b'mitzrayah. Let's say a field that's very clearly demarked where the boundaries are. Omer Rav Huna. Interesting. Machleik is Rav Shmu. Rav Huna says the name of Rav. Kivan shehikish b'makosh echad. Once you dig one little section, kana kula. You don't have to go ahead and dig throughout the entire field. You make in one corner of that field, you make a little hole or something, you plow a little bit, you're cutting the entire field because the field is demarked as one in field. And this makes no difference to a nichse ger or somebody else, or you're buying it to somebody else. However, Shmuel disagrees. He says, if somebody sold you the field, we learned before, you can buy 10 fields with one chazaka. We're talking about if you did it from Hefkir, nobody gave it to you, then you have to make holes throughout the entire field. Otherwise, you are not crazy. What about if you don't have any clear demarked boundaries at all? It's a big open plateau. And part of that, one of those, you have a field over there, but it's also contiguous to other fields next to it, or Shusaram, whatever it is. So how much do you have to be kind in this case here? So Kodesh Shmuel's not a question. You got to go through Maduch in the place where you have clearly defined what your field is. Shmuel says you got to dig throughout the entire field. So surely does not define what your area section is. Of course you got to dig throughout the entire field. It's not a question. Rav, who said there with Makosh Echad is enough. What about in this case here? Would he hold out one is enough or you need more? Amar Rav Papa said, Papa, kida ozel tayora de shayri v'hodor. You take a cows with a plowshare, and you go from one end, let's say from east to west, from one corner of the field to the other field, and then you go back from west to east, back again. That's how you show your balabatashkai. So you don't have to go through the entire field, but you have to go through the entire length of the field to show that you're taking this entire field. This is a very interesting halacha here. When it comes to buying from a goy generally sells with money. As soon as by goyim, we will have a gemara by the Zohar, the goyim, their kinyan is money. By yidin, if the meaning is to write a shtar, then our kinyan is a shtar. So if a yid buys a property from a goy, interesting thing here. As soon as you gave him the money, the goy sold the property, so it's no longer his. But but that doesn't belong to the yid yet. Until he has a signed document. So what is the status of this property between the sale of the goy and the purchase of the yid? It's hefker. So if another, a third party comes in and just takes the field and makes a kinyan, chazak, he's kind of, because he was machzik in a kinyan on a field of hefker. Amazing halacha. Says the Gemara here, Amar Shmuel Shmuel, Nichsei Oyve Kachav, Nenachosim Vagoy, had Enkim Midbar, are treated like hefker, called a machzik behen, zochven. Anybody goes ahead and zeiche, zeiche. My time of why Oyve Kachav, Agoy, the moment he received the money in his hand, he's no longer part of it. Yisrael loikani, Ayid is not kaina, Adamati shtadi liyad until he receives a shtar. Hilchach, therefore, in between, in the intervening period, hadayin kemidbar. It is like hefka. Chala magzi behen, zoche behen. Anybody can come in and be zoche. The Rashbam, however, is mechadish, and this is a big machlek we have Rashi and Tesis and Kedushin, but also Rashbam here and Tesis in the second Pedic. According to Rashbam, even though that this Yid who came in took it as Zoyche, but he's a Rasha. Because we have a concept called Oni HaMahapich B'Charore. There's a poor man out there chasing a biscuit, and someone else takes away from him, you are taking away, you're a Rasha. Over here also, since this Yid gave the money for the field, so therefore he's definitely considered an Oni HaMahapich B'Charore, you, the third party, taking it away right now, even though legally it's yours, but you are a Rasha. Tesis in the test and condition there, and early in the second page, says disagrees, because he holds up, if you can tell the guy, why do you have to go here, go get it somewhere else? Talk about buying something. Why do you have to buy the house that he wants? Buy another house. But if, let's say, it's a metzia, says Tesis, if I cannot tell the guy, why did he such a schlechter get it, take away this metzia, go, he says, wow, I'm supposed to find metzias. Same here, how often do you find properties out of hefker? You can't tell the guy over here. And he clearly talks, brings this Gemara down and says, the Gemara doesn't call him a Rasha. In fact, nothing. He's an ayah because you cannot tell this Yid, go find another Hefkadiga property. There is no other Hefkadiga property. So he did the right thing. Then there's a whole discussion of this Yid, the person who gave the money to the Goy. And the Goy refuses to give him the money back. Can he go to the Yid who is Mafkid and charge him or sue him or something to get his money back or not? Machlekes Hashem as well. Who the halach is like? Shmuel is a big chiddush, and halach is Shmuel. But others disagree. Like Rabbi Chanan, he learns the halach is like a bayu. He says the following: Amalei by Rabbi Yisus, so the bayu to Rabbi Yisus for shteinish. Mi Amar Shmuel hachi? How can Shmuel say that's all right? Well, Amar Shmuel, didn't Shmuel say that dina the malchus of dina, that the law, the land is the law, and what is it? What is the law of the land? The Melech said that even goyim, you need a contract before you can go ahead and purchase property. You need section 2, whatever it is. You need a contract. So the chayda, what do you tell me according to Yiddish halacha? Azay. What about dinah malchus adina? I don't know, but doesn't deter me whatsoever. Interesting, the Rashbam's explanation. What exactly is dinah malchus adina? So we had the Rabbein, if you remember, we had the Ran in the Dorim who said the whole word is that the king, the government, has the right to evict you from the land. So therefore, you are at his mercy, and whatever he says to go, you have to do. He says over here, and based on that, in that Yisrael, there's no such thing as dinah malchus adina, because Yisrael have no right to evict you from the land. However, Rashbam says, well, Amar Shmuel, about 10 lines above the wide lines. Just to see his pshat. What's the basis for dinah malchus adina? Aliza ben Yehuda holds this mahateda. Others seem to hold the rabban. But he says, "Amar Shmuel dinah malchus adina." So look what he says: "Kol masim va'anunis." What is included? Big machlekes is showing you what is included in dinah malchus adina. Is it laws between man and man? Is that included in malchus adina? Which is a big problem. If you hold like those are showing that it isn't, then how in the world is it, what's the Gemara talking about dinah malchus adina? Whether you buy a property with a contract or you don't buy the contract, is laws between one person and another person. What if we could deny dinah malchus adina? If you hold dinah malchus adina is the only thing which improve the land, like taxes, then where does dinah malchus adina come in here? And the Gemara clearly says it does. So others want to argue that the reason, no, it is considered dinah malchus adina, because why do the government want you to have contracts? Because you pay stamp duty. The government is getting taxes out of that. So there's a ultimately there's some kind of a tax. A kind of a benefit here. So also, or they have a record who owns the property so they can collect tax. Who the land tax. Not according to those Rishonim. Not zero. The Rishonim hold that dinah malchus adina is only limited to taxes that you need to continue the government.
The whole statement is only gabba dinah mominus, isn't it?
No, look at Rashbam says. Rashbam says. No, Rashbam. Kol masim. Any taxes, vanunis and head tax, umin hagoy shel mishpatim melachim. So this Rashi adds, umin hagoy shel mishpatim melachim. So in other words, he doesn't hold like those are showing him that it's only taxes. It goes against civil law. You want to have a society. You need to have rules in place. Should give them lahani b'machusim, that this is a comment for their nation. Din no, it's a din. And now Rashi says, why? What basis of the din? Why did it follow? So look, this is his husband. Shekol bnei hamalchus mekabli maleim mitzoyne chuke hamelak mishpatah, because we all readily accept it. So what about if you have a law that we don't like, but the government forces on you? Then it wouldn't have the din of din malchus adina. The hichad din gomeru, it's a complete din. Like yesterday, the head of the union said, the head of the trade union says, I don't care if it's a law. We don't like it, we're not going to follow it. So then it's not din malchus adina, according to Rashbam. And so therefore you should know that if you're taking someone's money based on the law of the land, it's not gzeila. You're entitled to it. So you ask him a question, and Rabbi Yosef, he dismisses it. Now the Gemara does not explain why Rabbi Yosef dismisses it. Why taka? So it could be Rabbi Yosef holds that this is not considered taxes. This is indirect. This concept of a shtar bein ish l'chaveiro is an indirect thing, because the stamp duty, that's not what din machuzin is, and there's no din machuzin. That's what it would seem, because there's no other no explanation. In fact, Rashbam doesn't even bother to give an explanation.
The reason that doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael is because everyone buys shvatz. That's the minig hamokim.
And the Rashbam says definitely there's an answer, but we don't know what it is. Okay, let's go back to.
The other context of the is if you've got a Yiddish tax collector,
that we had in the end of Baba Kama, the whole sugya.
The question isn't this Yid governing from the other?
Yeah, but that's clear taxes. Here, what this Gemara's chiddush here is, we're not talking about taxes, we're talking about normal laws in the land.
That was a head tax also, wasn't it? That wasn't
we'll see in a minute. It's Gemara. That's Tamar's Gemara, whether it's Karga or Nun, yeah, very good. Head tax or land tax. But I don't know the answer, but I'll tell you, there was a story once, in a place called Dudurusa, Be Yisrael, and that's Yisrael. Be Yisrael, a Yid, the Zovinad, a Yid bought land from a guy, Ossi Yisrael, exactly the story. Another Yid came along. Rafik Bapurta, and made a couple of holes there before, made a hole in the ground. Also, the Kami, the Rabbi Yehuda, Uk, with the yard of the shiny, and he said, the same guy's coin it. It's like Shmuel over here. Amalei Abayi said to him, Dura Dirusa Ka Amrit, you bring me a raya from Dura Dirusa? Hosam Ba'agi Mitmere Have. Now, here's a little shredding more which bothered me. According to Rabbeinu Yena and the Ran, who says that it does not apply in Eretz Yisrael, since this place over here is unless this place was not in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, that's exactly what here. So maybe not in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. On the Dura Derusa, this place where they used to have a lot of cattle, or the place called Derusa. Hasa ba'age mitmeh have. They used to do everything b'halt and hate. In the hidden corners, the inugufaylava yovetaskel malka, to avoid taxes, they did everything schwarz. So therefore, even the original person, according to halacha, according to din machuzin, never owned the land in the first place. Because how did he buy the land? He bought it with money. Exactly, it's because he bought it with money. According to the government, didn't recognize his ownership. So what do you mean? What kind of din machuzin didn't hear is that it's not a sale till you get a contract. There is different. Nobody owned anything. Malcolm and the king went further. Mandi, you see this in New York all the time. Mandi yov taskel lechalada. I remember I was involved in the many years ago. New York has a law that if you don't pay your land tax, it's very high. If you don't pay your land tax on this apartment building you're building, by a certain time, anyone who comes in and pays that tax, they'll give the building to them. And it happened, and then there's a whole dictator. These people then, the original owners came and took the dictator, why did you pay the tax? And it's my building. And Dina Machuzinik is exactly right in the Gemara. That's the law of the land, whoever pays the tax owns the building. It's as if, as the Rashbam explains, the building belongs to the government. You only get the building, we'll soon see in a minute, when you pay your tax. You didn't pay your tax, it's not your building. As we'll see in a minute. So therefore, that Gemara there is different because nobody ever owned the land in the first place. Rabbi says, Rabbi Yosef, don't bring me a raya from there that we'd ignore Dina Machus Adina and we say it's Hefker. No, over there, Dina Machus Adina says that we don't ignore it. We take it into consideration. But this Yid came along and prepared to attack. That's why he's able to dig. Rav Huna, Zovon Aram Evikachavim. Interesting story. Rav Huna went ahead and he purchased a property from a goy Also Yisrael, exactly what happened there. Also Yisrael Acha, another Yid came along. He's very clear. All these Amoraim were in business, buying real estate, farming, everything else. Everything. I mean, all the Gemara's we learned before.
Rafuna had industry, wasn't he? Didn't he have a brewery? Was that a
no, a papa. We had a remember we had a papa a few weeks ago. A papa and a woman Yeshua sure owned two properties next to each other. And they were fighting with each other, and they're best of friends.
He's also a
shocked. Business is business.
Remember one time they rented a ferryman to take him across the river, and they wouldn't pay him until.
Yeah. Also, the Kamed and Rav over there with that Rami Isav Yehuda. Also, the Kamed Rav Nachman. Give me Rav Nachman. Ukmi biyade. Rav Nachman ruled that this Yid is kind of not like Rabbi Huna. Now, Rabbi Huna would have known this Gemara. Omale my dad. Rav Huna says to Rav Nachman, he challenged him. What do you think? The Omar Shmuel, you want to follow Shmuel's opinion? Nichse oivik chavim harehen kimidber chavazochem. Obviously, Rav Huna didn't hold of that. That's why Ben Chananel didn't paskin like Shmuel, because Rav Huna, from his behavior, why did he take me to that river? Didn't hold of Shmuel. But he challenged Rav Nachman. You tell me you want to follow Shmuel or what? That kol ha-machzik zocha behen, and we ignore dina machos v'drinah, so anybody can come in and buy it. Let me ask you a question. Then you have to follow, you have to be consistent. Remember, we had a machlekes rav, Shmuel. According to Rav, you dig a hole anywhere in the ground, you're kind of the whole ground. But according to Shmuel, when you dig a hole in one corner, you only own that corner. If you want the whole ground, you got to go everywhere. This yid only dug in one corner, so give him that little shetach over there. The rest of the land is still mine. Why don't you follow the other Shmuel? The Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, where you dug, but nowhere else. Nachman was also just as smart as Rav Huna. He said, what can I do? There was a man who came over and said, there's an opinion who disagrees with Shmuel, which is Rav, and he said that the halach is not like Shmuel, like Rav. So I follow that opinion. In other words, in this machlekes, I follow Shmuel when it comes to the taking the property of a goy, but when it comes to the machlekes of how much you have to dig the land, I follow other opinion. Because you know who the one other person was who said that the halach is like Rav? It was you. And therefore, and you're the contestant, I'm going to follow your advice. I follow you. The Amar Rav Huna Marav. You, Rav Huna, said in the name of Rav. You dig one little hole. You can't hold it. So therefore, it's your own tough luck. However, Shalach Rav Huna Baravin, just right in the middle of the English, let's just finish. Rav Huna Baravin, Rav Huna Baravin sent a message, Yisroel Shalakach Sadim Chavim, if he bought a property from a goy. Uba Yisroel Acha Vehechzibah, now that he came along, I made a chazaka, Ein Maitzim Oysa Meyadai. Ein Maitzim Oysa Meyadai. You don't take it away from him. You don't take it away from him. Nobody passes like Shmuel. Yeah, like he passed like Shmuel. V'chein hoye, Rab Ovin, v'Rab Eloi, v'chol Rab Seinu Shavim B'Dover. All three of them said the same thing. Now what? That you don't take away from the person. Okay, we'll stop here. Good Shabbos, everybody.